All right, welcome to Movie Dude. Movie Dude, I can't even fucking talk already. Movie Dudes, episode 67. I am Jeff, joined by Chris.
You.
Chris, you went and saw a new movie in the theater, so we're going to start with you with Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
It is out in theaters now. Didn't do very well, I don't think. For the weekend, it was out of the top three. Actually, it may have ended up even later than that. I ended up at number six over the weekend, past weekend. Anyway, it is it's Pride and Prejudice. Jane Austen novel, and they've added zombies. Because zombies make everything better. It basically follows at least the beginning portion does, follows the kind of setup and premise of Pride and Prejudice. There are five daughters, the Bennet daughters. They are in England. They are of good breeding, I guess, but they're not higher up the socio-political food chain there. The daughters are obviously looking for husbands because that's what you did at that time, and they get invited to this party of sorts where Jane, the oldest daughter, she ends up getting kind of hooked up with this guy Bingley. They like each other, and there's this other dude Darcy, who's kind of a jackass and deals with Elizabeth, kind of treating her below his station and all that. Then there's zombies. So zombies have taken over England, and they just add them in. Kind of like it weirdly it works. Like I mean, it bounces along a little bit. They make some changes. There's this guy George Wickham, who is he's associated with Darcy in some way. In the actual Pride and Prejudice book, he is kind of just he runs off with the younger sister. They elope, and in this one, he kidnaps her because he's actually a zombie himself. And
What?
yeah, so that's the other thing. The zombies here, if you've been bit by a zombie, you don't necessarily turn right away. You don't make your full transformation into like mindless monster until you kind of eat your first human brains. So if you kind of like sustain yourself on like the brains of pigs, you can keep your kind of coherence.
It's very much like they're crossing them with vampires.
A little bit, right? Like,
They get thirsty, they turn more animalistic and
right.
do.
But once you take human brains, you completely
You've crossed the
transform,
line.
and yeah, it's too far gone. It's really kind of dumb. Like the whole movie is really kind of stupid. Lily James, who plays the lead, Elizabeth Bennet, she's really good. She's also beautiful, so there's that. But it's just goofy. Like there's nothing special about it. I was like, yeah, that was fun, but I wouldn't maybe recommend going out to see it. Just a lot of people didn't, so it's like one of those things, like if you just happen to be looking for something to watch and it happens to be on Netflix or Amazon or some other like streaming service, yeah, give it a go. It's there are worse ways to spend an hour and 40 minutes, but
What if you're have like what if you're like me and I don't know dick about Pride and Prejudice, like
you could follow it. It makes sense. Like, I think having a little bit of knowledge about like the book itself lends to it because it plays off of that. It plays off of the Jane Austen story for most of it. Like, the characters are the same. It's just they've added zombies to everything, and they've twisted around maybe the final act a little bit to be a little more goofy. But yeah, I think it works even if you don't know the book. If you do know the original source material, it accentuates it, makes it a little bit better. It's still fun though, I think, regardless. The action scenes are well put together. All five of the Bennett girls are pretty kick-ass and can hold their own. So they're not like waiting around for some guy to come save them. It's fun. I think it's all it ever really was intending to be, though. It's not serious horror. It's not really like, it's not comedic. It's just kind of this thing, this satire of Jane Austen's classic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I would say, I personally give it 3 stars, but there's not a strong recommendation to run out and see it either, though.
Yeah. Well, I won't.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just I feel like maybe if I was familiar with the book, then maybe I'd have some interest. But it's kind of taken two things that, like, one, I think zombies are a little getting a little played out, and then
sure.
something I know or care anything about. So I don't know. If you came back and you told me it was a 4 or 5 star movie,
No,
and then yeah, it might be. Yeah. So.
it's passable as entertainment.
Well, speaking of passable,
Yeah.
I saw a movie that I didn't know too much about, but and I was surprised to see it sitting pretty high on Rotten Tomatoes at like 91%. It's
Okay.
called The End of the Tour. It's about a writer, a famous, very famous writer, David Foster Wallace, who I've never read any of his works, but I kind of want to now. It's a true story. It's about this interview that took place, I want to say, in the 90s. Rolling Stone magazine sent one of their writers out to interview him, to interview this author, and he follows him around on the end of a book tour that he was doing at the time. So it's based on like a real event, and it's weird. Like, it is Jesse Eisenberg plays the reporter for Rolling Stone, who
Okay.
goes to interview him, and you have Jason Segel playing David Foster Wallace. And based on the pictures I've seen of David Foster Wallace, he looks like him. They both do a good job in it, but it really is kind of just 2 hours of them talking about like life and writing and what it means to be a writer and kind of stuff like that, and then kind of getting to what makes David Foster Wallace tick. I don't know if you know or not, he actually committed suicide, I want to say, in 2008 or something.
Okay.
The writer, he hung himself from his like porch or yeah, it's like a patio with a grill on it. He hung himself from that or something, I guess. And they do bring up his depression and stuff in the movie, but a lot of like it's kind of like Jesse Eisenberg's journey into like this famous author's like life and trying to figure him out. It's kind of like if you were like for me, like my favorite writer Stephen King, if I got to go hang out with him for a weekend
Right.
and get a peek inside of it, like his home and his life and stuff. And it's kind of about like I don't know, like how these people that you look at as geniuses, they're also still just like people. You know what I mean? Like David Foster Wallace was a professor in Southern Illinois, and he just like lives out in the middle of nowhere, and he's got two dogs, and he's not, you walk into a genius's house, you expect to see some sort of evidence that they're a genius, and it's just kind of a regular house, some guy that lives by himself,
Right.
So it's kind of about coming to, like him coming to terms with that, like you know, geniuses are just, or people that you think are geniuses, like these great artists or writers, they're just people. There's some other stuff in it too, like specifically about like writers, and there's this whole part about how, like, Jesse Eisenberg, the reporter, accuses him of pretending that he's just like everybody else, you know, so he can seem like a common man, even though Jesse says, you know, in your head, you really think that you're like smarter than everybody and blah, blah, blah. There's like a whole kind of thing there with that. It's interesting. I think they're two interesting characters. They remind me of people I used to kind of hang around when I was, you know, taking creative writing courses and stuff in college and stuff. So it's not like an unpleasant 2 hours with them, but ultimately, like, I don't really feel like the movie entirely comes together or that it's satisfying or super entertaining in any way. It's just kind of two guys hanging out and like, just talking about, like, fucking bullshit. Like, and there's, like, some interesting things, too, like... Like, a big part of, I guess, of this, David Foster Wallace's personality was he was, like, a television addict. Like, that was his, like, big thing. And, like, they go into it a lot about, like, how he, like, uses television like an addict would or whatever. And they have, like, this whole part where he talks about how, like, you know, some addictions aren't sexy. I know you want to hear, like, I'm addicted to heroin or that I'm a big boozer or anything, but this is, like, my addiction and it's not that interesting or, you know, like, it's, I don't know, like, ultimately, you know, like I said, like, I had an okay time with it, but it's not something I could strongly recommend to anybody else. I don't really feel like it goes anywhere or really culminates in any real understanding of David Foster Wallace, other than, like, hey, he's just a regular person that had flaws and stuff too, like anybody else. You know, and that goes out of its way to say, like, you know, his suicidal tendencies or any sort of addictions he had were not some sort of, like, writer stereotype thing. It's just he is a person who has depression, you know?
Right. Like, so, like, anybody else could have depression.
Yeah, like, it doesn't... Not only does it not romanticize any of that, but, like, it goes out of its way to say, like... You know, hey, it would make a much more interesting story if we could romanticize it, but, like, he's just a normal guy who, like, these are the problems that, you know, he has. I think that they're both really good in it, but, like I said, it's just not enough to it. Like, I don't hate it. I didn't love it. I'm going right down the middle. Like I said, right at the beginning, passable. It's a 3-star for me, but not sitting here telling anybody to, like, rush out and see it. So,
fair enough.
Yeah. Kind of a long-winded way of saying, eh, it's okay. You went and saw a movie. I believe I gave it 2 stars, Good Night, Mommy.
I believe so.
I want to say I did. I said it was a little too slow and then pretty unpleasant, if I recall correctly.
unpleasant's a good word for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a horror film, so...
Yeah, it's to be expected.
Pleasant. Pleasantry isn't necessarily a trait you generally associate there, but yeah, it's not a fun film to watch. Like,
nope.
So yeah, I sat down and watched it. I had you didn't give any particular spoilers last week.
No.
But I had read an article sometime last year that had actually spoiled the reveal.
Oh, that sucks.
So. I went in and I didn't really remember, but I was like, I think I know what's going on. Oh, yep, I know exactly what's going on here. So that makes the first 2 acts of that film really, really slow. But I still think, like, it's kind of a cool idea that it's based on, at least.
It is, like, it is a cool idea. I like kind of the twist and all that. Like, it's
yeah.
It's not a terrible premise, and it's not a terrible, like, you know, twist and Like the whole skeleton of something great is there.
Yeah,
That's.
I mean, there's a lot of subterfuge going on where, I mean, you mentioned like that the mom has had surgery and that the kids don't believe that she is. That maybe something's up. Maybe she isn't the one that's come back is not their mom.
Did you feel that like some of the explanation for what was going on at the beginning, it was kind of like purposely clumsy or something, or was I just not paying great attention to what was going on?
I mean, I think if you watch everything about it, like it's the reveal is there. It's all in the imagery and the kind of dialogue that is happening.
I just kind of feel like at the beginning, it doesn't explain well that she was really in an accident or where she
No,
was or who was watching
it's
after them or where the dad is like gone. Like you're just kind of
Yeah,
like,
that
what's
comes
going
like
on?
that
It
comes
kind of.
almost halfway to two-thirds through the film when a priest actually is dropping the kids off because they've run away. And she kind of reveals that, she's been in an accident, that she's separated from her husband. That is not there. That's that none of that.
I feel like that needs to be up front, like in the first 10 minutes. So you're not like left hanging going, what is
I
going
think
on?
like there are definitely hints towards it. Like she's had some sort of surgery, you're not sure why, and never actually given a reason why. Like I don't think that's ever pushed out. Like why though? Where are these kids at? Like all the way through this, because
Yeah.
there are no other characters in this film other than there are three people that show up at the house over
Like
the course of
neighbors,
the.
right?
Yeah, well, there's the delivery guy, who drops off the food at one
Okay.
point, and then there are the two Red Cross workers looking to solicit it. They're soliciting donations. They're the only other people in this movie outside of like the priest and like some people that they meet outside, but there at the house, you never see anybody else. And the Red Cross worker actually asked, so like. So, where's your mom? Like, they're like,
Yeah.
she's not here. And, well, where's, like, what do you do out here? Like, who watches you? And they don't really have an answer for it. So, yeah, it's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But there are definitely hints to that the mom and dad are no longer together. They're, at one point, the kids are going through a scrapbook and all the pictures, well, even on the walls, all the pictures that would, I guess, theoretically have images of their father in it have been taken down. And they're going through the scrapbook and there's like a whole empty page that says like our wedding and all the pictures are removed.
Yeah.
So it's like there's definitely like, you can definitely tie the pieces together that they're not there, but it's never explicitly laid
I
out.
felt like I did, yeah, like piece it together kind of as it went along, but I was like, why am I doing this busy work instead of just enjoying the movie?
Well,
Like
I think you're doing that busy work to throw you off of the actual stuff. Like
yeah, but I
it's
think it's
not
purposely.
necessarily good. Like it's, but they're definitely trying to throw you off of what is actually happening. And if you know, like you now knowing what the reveal is, you can definitely see there's some really cool stuff in there where she's never interacting with certain things and
She openly like detests one of the kids, it seems like, through a lot of it. Like,
it seems that way, but it's not even that she. I mean, there's a reason for it. She doesn't
oh, I know the
detest.
reason. I don't want
Yeah.
to
Yeah, I'm
spoil it
trying not
for
to
you.
spoil it here. It's
Yeah.
like, it's not so much that she detests that one, it's just that
Yeah. Well, it's how it comes
it
across.
comes across as
It's
abusive, in
definitely,
fact, and like,
yeah. But it's definitely something for you to like start questioning.
like,
Like,
hey,
it's
maybe
a
these
clue.
kids
It's
are
a clue.
right, yeah. But there are other things that really deal with that as well, like where objects and stuff are never handled by one of the kids, and so it's actually really cool. Like if once you realize, what the reveal is and seeing the imagery and seeing how it plays out. It is kind of cool. And then it gets to the final act of the movie. Holy fuck. It takes a dark, it's a horror film, so it's going to be dark, but it takes kind of a sick and twisted turn that I didn't really see coming. It kind of comes out of nowhere.
I mean, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's weird. It almost feels like a different movie at that point. Like, it was like this weird kind of mystery,
Yeah.
like, thing, and then all of a sudden it's torture porn. I'm like, holy shit,
Yeah,
like, what's going on here?
like legitimate torture too.
Yeah.
People like criticize, Hostel and Saw for some of this stuff, and they shower it with gore, but very rarely show you a lot. I'm not even sure that they show a lot here, but it's the sounds that are kind of overlaid over what is happening.
Some of it's pretty gross. I mean,
Oh
from what I
yeah.
remember,
I mean, there's definitely, especially the ending portion. But I didn't see the ending coming, like how it actually plays out at the end, so.
actually don't remember the very, like, very end, but
Yeah, there it goes from being pretty gross and twisted to being pretty brutal, and then just like really twisted and sick.
well, I remember that general vibe from it. And I'm not, generally, I like to say there's no such thing as going too far in horror. And I don't know if this goes too far. I just didn't, like, it didn't fit, and it felt like the ride to get there was too long,
Yeah,
and
I think that's the biggest problem for it, is it takes so long to get where it's going. Like,
but you know what's hilarious about that is it's an hour 40-minute movie. Like, why does it feel so long? It's too slow. It's too
right.
boring in the beginning.
And the final act isn't short. It's probably 30 minutes
Good,
long or
yeah, good
so,
half
but
hour.
it just feels like it takes forever to get there, because the build up is so slow.
There is some good, like, intrigue and stuff in that
Yeah.
first hour, but a lot of it is just a snail pace, like, and which is crazy. Like, I never, for a movie that's like basically an hour and a half, like, it feels way longer to me. Like,
Yeah, I could see that. I ended up liking it a little bit more than you did, but
yeah.
it's another one of those films that's really hard to recommend to anybody.
Oh no.
But it like I guess if you were like into like films like Martyrs, and stuff like that, like maybe you'll get something out of it. Like I do think that the premise behind it is more interesting than something like Martyrs, so.
Well, it's one that, like, I could kind of recommend to you with, like, I kind of told you last week, like,
Yeah.
yo, you're a horror fan, check it out, but just be warned, it's pretty fucking slow, and you might not like where it's going. You kind of liked where it was going a little bit, but
Yeah.
it's like, dude, like, it's never one that I would recommend to someone who isn't, like, a horror fan, like,
Yeah.
ever, like.
Like you and not just any horror, not like, ooh, I like, I like Friday the 13th. Like, no, this isn't, no.
You need to be a horror hound. Like,
Yeah, you need to like kind of like the darker side of it too. Like, I mean, I enjoy Friday the 13th and Halloween, but they are definitely more pulpy.
they're fun.
Yeah,
Yeah.
fun act. Like
This is
this
not.
is a the themes in this are what makes it interesting. And that's some of the best horror that isn't, the fun stuff, have really cool themes to it, so.
I keep going back to this in my mind is another movie that I thought was almost equally as disturbing, and I would recommend to people, like, to people who are not even into horror at all, is The Babadook. So it's like, and that's not too far off from what's going on here, really.
I need to still need to sit down and watch that.
That's right, you haven't seen it. But
I
that's one
will
where
watch that. I'll watch that this weekend.
it's kind of like disturbing horror that, like, I think has a certain more of a mass appeal to it. Like, kind of like The Exorcist, where it's just like, It's deeply disturbing, but it's a commercial product, and this is
This is not a commercial product.
honestly, though, I do like I said, the structure of this, what the skeleton of the story there. That I would actually like one of the few times I would say, I wouldn't mind seeing an American remake of this and see, someone liven it up a little bit and get
Flush
paid
it
for it.
out, make it a little bit more punchy.
So I think it is a movie that is, a couple steps away from being pretty good, pretty solid, So I don't know. I don't know if there's any plans for that, but it seems that anything that's semi-decent foreign film tends to get remade, so
Right. And this definitely had some buzz to it last year,
yeah.
so maybe there is hope for something like that. But I'm gonna go with three on it.
Man, did we just have three threes?
Yeah, we did three in a row.
Well, it's been kind of a quiet time for releases. I mean, there's not much out there. I was trying to look for something to go see in theaters for this episode, and the only
There's
thing,
no.
yeah, the only thing that even mildly interested me was The Boy, and I just look at the reviews of that, and it's like, I know I said last week, yeah, a lot of horror movies don't get good reviews, and that one certainly doesn't. And I could see myself liking it, but I think it was yesterday I had a day off, and I was like, I could go see that, or I could play video games instead. And I didn't leave the couch. So there are stuff. There's a lot of stuff coming out though that will get my ass to the movie theater. So at least there's that to look forward to. Things are gonna start picking up again, I feel like.
I'm just reading the plot summary to The Boy. It's pretty messed up.
Yeah, it's like. It's like lady gets hired as like a babysitter or something, right? Like or a nanny,
But
and
she gets hired as a nanny
for a
for an
doll.
8-year-old boy, but it's not a boy. It's a life-size doll
Yeah.
that I guess is like the parents' coping mechanism for the fact that their son died 20 years ago.
Yeah, which is like I kind of, it's kind of neat. And the doll, I remember looking pretty creepy in the commercials. I was like, I could see myself liking it. I just couldn't bring myself to go to the theater. And that was out of whatever's in the theater right now, that was the only one I even had any sort of interest in. But we have stuff coming out. There's
Yeah, we
Deadpool
do.
coming out tonight, actually, as we record this. I am going to try to go see it.
Me too. Actually, I'm not gonna try. I am going to go see it this weekend, so.
Well, I'm gonna say I'm not 100% committed, but I do want to try to see it so we could have a movie that's in theaters that we both saw the same week. I also, it's getting really bad reviews, but I do want to see Zoolander 2. I love Zoolander 1. It's a dumb movie, but it knows it's dumb, and I don't know. It's always been definitely one of my favorite Ben Stiller comedies. It's just kind of weird that 15 years or something crazy amount of time since the last one,
Yeah.
he decided to make a sequel to it.
That's one I mean it's one of those ones I don't get. I just don't understand
Like
it.
you don't like the first one?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like actively trying to be stupid, which is
Yeah,
kind
it's
of neat.
about a stupid
Like
guy.
it's just I can't get be like I understand that it's trying to be dumb, but I just can't get behind it.
Oh, you didn't like the bit where they were spraying each other with gasoline at the gas station?
No, like there's the only thing that like really like there are a bunch of other parts that kind of stick out of my head. I guess there's a scene I guess where he has the computer and he's like trying to shake the information out of it or something.
Just,
It's like so
I
absurd.
don't know why that humor is so funny to me, because it's like it. I think it's because it knows how dumb it is and it's making fun of a dumb guy. I don't know. I've always kind of loved that movie. It's
I
just so
do.
ridiculous.
I do like that scene though, where I guess he's going in and there he's what the Zoolander library or whatever, and he goes and sees the model. Just like, what's this? Is this a library for ants?
There's so many quote like there's so many lines in Zoolander that I still quote all the time. For whatever reason, There's like one part where it's like Billy Zane in it, and he's like, you should have listened to your friend Billy Zane. He's a pretty cool guy. Like, I don't know why I fucking like I fit that in as much as I can, like quoting that.
I do wonder if some of my dislike of the film, I don't know if it's dislike, just kind of like apathy towards it, I guess, is I just have this dislike of Ben Stiller.
I guess I could see that. I don't know. He was in good some good stuff. Like he like I Adam Sandler to me is that the one for me. Like I don't
You just can't get like
I
his
can't
stuff just
stand
like
him.
his the slight of him just angers you.
Like I never like no, like anything he's done that's like more serious, I like him in, which is weird. Like even movies like there was some weird movie I saw last year where he played a dramatic role, and the movie itself was like just okay, but I thought he was good in it. Like, but as far back, like I'm talking back in the heyday, like when everyone like you
Happy
knew,
Gilmore, Billy
yeah,
Madison.
everyone you knew loved Happy Gilmore. Like I watched that movie and I was like, dude, this guy just talks like a fucking idiot, and he's like a fucking, you know. A 30-year-old, 8-year-old, like it, I just could never. I liked The Wedding Singer, and that's about it. Like,
I like The Wedding Singer too.
but yeah. So I guess I can see like there's just some
Something about him, yeah.
there's some comedic people you're not gonna like, and I could definitely see people not liking Ben Stiller. But I don't know. I think
Well,
he's done some good stuff.
let me know how it is. I probably won't go see it, but
Oh, I don't know. I'm gonna go like if I'm gonna make it to the theater to see one movie, it's gonna be Deadpool. I don't know. I just really am kind of interested in like how an R-rated superhero movie plays out. So.
yeah, that's I think what's most interesting about it to me is that it is this R-rated superhero film like that has cameos by the X-Men, like so it takes place in whatever world that is, but this is not for kids, so
Yeah.
it's almost like really like Marvel allowed them to go that way, huh? Okay.
So yeah, I mean there's stuff coming. Is there anything else you're gonna try to see in the next week or so?
You just tweeted out Dope is on Netflix.
Oh yeah.
So I was going to actually Redbox that this weekend. So I'll be doing that. I'll be watching Dope. May sit down and try and watch The Babadook.
Yeah, you really should. I don't know how the hell you've avoided that one for way too long. You got homework to do, man.
It's one of those things like, do I have, like, I'm sitting down in front of my television, and a lot of times it's like, do I play a game?
Oh, I
Or
know.
do
I know.
I watch a movie? And it's like, a lot of times it's like, well, I just bought this game. I should probably put some time into it. So, like,
Yeah.
that's why I like going to the theater, because, like, I'm there. I'm not in my house. Like, there's a specific reason why I'm here. I don't have too many options.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll probably try and see those three at least, and it's a long weekend, so I'm off
Oh,
on
that's
Monday, so
right. Me too, buddy.
I should be able to maybe hit some other stuff up.
I am, like I said, I'm gonna say 80% on Deadpool, okay? 100% The Martian.
Okay.
I'm gonna see The Martian by next week. I know you've seen it, and I think
Yeah, we've
you did you talk about it on here? You talked about it. I mean,
Yeah,
outside
a
of,
little bit.
so I'll have, much later than everyone else, I'll have my thoughts on The Martian. I'm going to say there is a 60% chance I'm gonna fucking do it. Pixels.
You text me if you're gonna watch Pixels, and I will go and
Okay.
I will try and get it from Redbox or something.
And as I just got done saying how much I hate
Hate
Adam.
Adam Sandler, so that's gonna go real well for you.
Yeah. Adam Sandler destroying like my favorite thing, video games. Thank you. And there is a 95%, and this is almost like a running joke at this point, but there's 95% chance I'm going to see Anomalisa. So
So
I'll have
you can drive into the city. No, I'm obtaining it by
finding
other means.
a way.
Sometimes
Well,
that's
put it
the only
this
way to
way.
do it. I do have. There's a bootleg copy going to be arriving here tonight. Whether it will play in my Xbox, we'll see. So I'm hoping it will. So yeah, I should be able to talk about that. I know it'll be kind of a weird timing on that one because I don't think anyone else will be able to see it legally at that point. But it's something that, depending, whatever, you could put it in your
Yeah.
queue.
I do wonder if, like, because one of my theaters here is doing. Oh, you know what? It's doing it. It's is that That's not up for Best Picture, right? It's only up for Best Animated Film.
Yeah, it's getting kind of
Yeah.
screwed over. I don't know. Maybe it fares better in Best Animated, but I don't think so. I feel like
I think that
Inside Out
Inside
is a
Out has that
lock.
locked up.
Yeah. Although, like, dude, I mean, yeah, I think no matter what, that's the case. But I have a feeling I'm gonna really, I don't know. I really like, dude, like Eternal Sunshine, same writer. I think that movie's amazing. So
Right.
I think everything that guy has done, that Charlie Kaufman has done, has been at the very least interesting. Like, even if you don't like Adaptation or Synecdoche, New York, you can't deny that, like, that guy's kind of operating on a higher level than most people as a writer. So I don't know. I'm interested to see what, because I heard this is kind of one of those more like straightforward, just real basic story, and done in a very interesting animated style. So I don't know. We'll see.
And I there's probably 0% chance of me going to see this, but only because like I'm a dude and it makes very little sense to go see it. But I've seen some trailers for How to Be Single. I don't know if you've seen any of them.
No, I don't even know what that is.
It's a new comedy starring Rebel Wilson. I don't know if you know who she is. She's a big Australian girl. Who
Wilson
is
and
in
Phillips?
no she is did you see Pitch Perfect?
No, I know what you're talking about now, though,
Yeah,
that you say
that
that.
one. I find her quite amusing, and she is in a new movie with Dakota Johnson, who is the chick from that 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay, yeah.
The trailer for How to Be Single was pretty funny. It kind of looks like a Sex in the City type thing, so it's not one you go see by yourself as a dude. That's a little weird.
I mean, you could.
You could like pick up some women too,
Yeah,
although
at the
it is Valentine's Day weekend, so I'm gonna be like, hey, wife of mine, would you like to go see this movie? Probably not, but.
She'd probably be like, I don't want to see that garbage.
It's probably what you would say.
Oh, I got one more. I will 100% have seen Chirac. I was watching it tonight before we recorded. Can't really speak to it because I still have like 20 minutes left. What I've seen, oh boy. It's a hard movie to hate, but it's really a fucking mess.
That is the Spike Lee musical in Chicago.
Yeah, a
Is it a
little bit of
musical?
musical. It's all over the fucking place, dude. It's not really much of a movie, I'll tell you that. There are musical numbers in it. There's
Okay.
also Sam Jackson talking to the camera as if it's based on an ancient Greek play or whatever, which is fucking, I don't know, man. I really don't know how to feel about any of it, but like, you know how like in plays they used to have some guy come out and give him like a monologue explaining what the
Right.
fuck is going on.
Sam Jackson does that.
Yeah, he does that here, and it's like, dude, this is a movie. You don't have to have someone come fucking do
Yeah, you
that.
can just show it.
Yeah, like you don't have a stage, and very little sort of like creative, freedom. Like this is a movie, and he had a $15 million budget. Like you. I don't need someone coming out and explaining to me what the fuck is going on. Just shit like that.
I'm interested to see what one of my coworkers said. She watched it recently, and I should have asked her what she thought of it,
That's, I think that's like a weird one to bring up.
Yeah.
Just think of
No,
that
you see
movie.
just Iraq. Because honestly, dude, like, I don't know. It's not really much of a movie. Like, there's barely a plot to it. It's just kind of all over the place, and it's better to view it as like a snapshot of, the Black Lives Matters movement and stuff like that, and of the violence in Chicago and stuff like that. But
Right.
I don't feel like this is the approach to take with it. Like this goofy kind of satire slash musical, like do something serious and tackling something straight on that's a drama. Like I don't know how he felt like this was a better approach to kind of like, have this satirical like make-believe version of things. I don't know. Like I just like I said, it's hard to hate because it has its heart in the right place and it's
Right.
about things that are important, but like it's a not very likable movie from what I've seen so far of it. I don't know. I will withhold final judgment on it, but I don't like what I saw so far.
Fair enough.
One last thing, something I do really like. I think it was earlier this year or late last year, I watched Fargo season 2. That was incredible. Unfortunately, season 1 is not like on demand on Comcast, and it's not streaming anywhere at the moment. So I got the first disc of season 1, and it has the first two episodes. Wasn't expecting to like it that much because from what I heard, season 1 is kind of more adapting the film, which I love Fargo the film. I think that's probably the Coen Brothers' best film, but. Like, I don't. Why do I need that stretched out into like a 10-hour format or whatever? So I wasn't expecting to like season 1 quite as much. It's awesome. Like it's so good, dude. Have you watched any of Fargo yet?
No.
Oh my God, is it good? Like it has like kind of like the same characters and stuff as the movie, but it veers wildly off the path of the movie within the first episode.
Okay.
To where like I don't know where the hell it's going now. And I just love like both these seasons, like these crazy Midwest, crime stories that are happening out in the middle of snowbound nowhere. You know what I mean? Like I really love like the setting and the characters and just the way the characters talk and all that. Like, but man, like it's I'm really enjoying it, so I'm hoping to get through that soon too, but I mean, anyone who has not watched Fargo yet, start with either season. They're kind of standalone things, but just give it a shot. I think that season 2 might still be on demand on Comcast, so.
Okay.
But yeah, Fargo's fucking amazing. Yeah, so that's
Well,
that.
next week we should have a lot of stuff, so.
Yeah, a lot more in this week, so or last couple of weeks, so.
Yeah, well, we're getting into seems like release season for theater movies too, so
And
which
over
is
the
weird.
next, yeah. Well, and over the next month or so, you're getting all these like by, I want to say end of March, you're gonna get a lot of the stuff that was up for Oscars is gonna be out on DVD, so
Yeah,
it's
and
pretty.
then by the end of March, oddly, because it seems like it keeps moving up, but yeah, end of March, early April, the summer movie season kicks off, so
Yeah, dude,
it's crazy.
it's kind of crazy for something as big as Batman versus Superman to be planting its flag in March. It's
But
usually
it's not
May, isn't
really,
it
'cause like
May?
that's when it had been May for like quite a long time, but then what was it? 3 or 4, maybe even 5 years ago, when was it Fast Five or Fast? I think it was Fast Five came out in March, and really now that's kind of like late March, early April is when stuff really starts to kick off now.
I guess I didn't really think about it because I don't place like the Fast and Furious franchise on that same level as that stuff, but I guess that's my fault because it is on that level. It does make
It's, I
that it
mean,
makes that amount of money, yeah, so
it's like $1.5 billion or something like that last year. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's nuts to think that, like, but yeah, that
Like
those movies have become
It's, yeah, it's
insanely big.
especially when the first one was like widely looked at as just kind of like a Point Break ripoff, you know. That's what I remember, like a lot of critics saying when it came out. And when I saw it, I was like, yeah, it's okay, like whatever.
Oh, I mean, it was in a lot of ways that, like, it followed,
It's like the same plot. It was like he was a
yeah.
cop, right? Like, yeah, I don't know, but like it's morphed into something else now. And
Oh yeah, it's nuts. Like, the last three have made tons of money. I think, but Fast Furious 7 made $1.5 billion. Like, that's
that's
nuts.
insane. I enjoyed it. I actually saw that a couple months back. I don't know if I mentioned it. Like, I enjoyed it, but I just.
I liked it too. I think it's the weakest of the last three movies though, so.
Yeah, and I do feel like I just am so perplexed at like how it's that big. Like I get it, like it's just a dumb, fun action movie, but holy shit, like it's huge, dude. Like it's like Star Wars business and shit like that,
It's
you know?
a dumb, fun action movie that encompasses every single walk of life though. Like,
Yeah.
it's everybody, like, I don't really get into the, like, political side of things with this, but it definitely has representation on every single angle.
Yeah, it's kind of got car culture and stuff too, like
Yep,
to, you know, it kind of.
calls out to both sides of the sexes, calls out to all races. Like, people
Yeah,
can get
does
behind it.
it's I can
And
see that.
it moved away from just being the car culture thing, in the first couple, to kind of being this,
Just,
bigger action type film.
yeah.
And
Let's fucking skydive cars and shit.
right, it
Like,
became really stupid, but
insanity.
that bank heist chase scene
I love that.
through
That was
Brazil is
great. That's the
so
best one I've
awesome.
seen. I've only seen a handful of those movies, and that is by far the best one.
It is the best one.
And that was such a shame about the newest one is how The Rock is sidelined in it. Like, come on, man. Like he's in a hospital bed, I want to say, through like most of it, unless
Yep.
I'm mixing it up with a different movie.
No, he is. He's in the beginning, and then he gets attacked
Yeah.
and injured, and he is in the hospital for like 75% of that movie until the end. Somebody on Twitter said the only reason that he has a daughter in that movie is so that he can utter that line when he breaks his cast off. Where he's like, "Daddy's got to go to work."
Yeah.
So that girl has zero purpose to being in that movie at all. So anyway, we don't need to talk about Furious 7. Movie's a year old. But we'll be back next week with all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, it's gonna be some good stuff next week.
Movie
Movie
dudes.
dudes. Do 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 do.